Denise。咁今日读经嘅经文系记载喺路加福音第九章二十二至到二十七节。第二十二节，又说人子必须受许多的苦，被长老、祭司长和文士弃绝，并且被杀，第三日复活。耶稣又对众人说：若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，天天背起他的十字架来跟从我。因为凡要救自己生命的，必丧掉生命；凡为我丧掉生命的，必救了生命。人若赚得全世界，却丧了自己，赔上自己，有什么益处呢？第二十六节，凡把我和我的道当作可耻的，人只在自己的荣耀里，并天父与圣天使的荣耀里降临的时候，也要把那人当作可耻的。我实在告诉你们，站在这里的，有人在末常死未以前，必看见神的国。我们今天有苏传道在当中证道，今天的讲题是活在当下，复活的新生命。We now pass the time to Pastor Soul for today's message, and the topic today is new life at this moment.
Hey, 咁快？唔係洗禮後咩？
I'm still waiting my translator. Where is he right now?
咁大劑啊！
Somebody asked him to come back to the stage.活在当下，复活的新生命。The title for this today's sermon is "New Life at This Moment." 这个是发生在一条乡村小镇一些奇怪的事情。乡村的鸡被村民偷走了。This story is happened in a small village. Some of the chicken.That the villagers have was missing. The 村民要求村长做啲嘢嚟制止发生啲事情再发生。The villagers asked the master of the village to do something in order to stop this happened. 村长为咗阻吓呢个贼仔继续犯案，于是就宣布。凡是偷鸡的被捉到的就要鞭打二十下你的刑罚。The master of the village, in order to stop this happening anymore, they make the announcement, when somebody find the chicken, could stole the chicken, we have some punishment to hit them in 20.But, 但是你没有想到这个贼仔仍然继续犯案，因为个贼仍然未捉到，啲鸡又继续不见，所以村长不断将个刑罚加重。But they didn't think it the this happened still have the chicken was still stolen by somebody, but because they still didn't find who stole the chicken.So the master of the village, he's come back, good. But he's not the fifth. 但没想到一个贼仔仍然继续犯案。
So, you never thought that the thief is still stealing chicken?
因为个贼仍然未捉到。
Because the thief hasn't been caught yet.
啲鸡又继续唔见。
And the chicken keeps disappearing.
所以个村长不断将个刑罚提高。
So the chief kept raising the punishment.
最后提高到鞭打一百下。
At the end, it went all the way to 100 with lashes.
打一百下是可以置人于死命的一个刑罚。
It could kill somebody.
但这个时间，个贼仔终于被捉到了。
But then at this time, the thief is caught.
但村长要面对一个好大的难题。
But then the chief faced a big problem.
一个贼仔竟然就是他最爱惜的儿子。
Turns out the thief was his beloved son.
他的儿子为了有钱出去吃喝玩乐。
His son wanted to get money to go on party.
他竟然偷了村民的鸡去卖。
So he stole chicken to sell.
当个村长他的仔被绑住去到乡公所前面的时候。
So when his son was tied up in front of the village office.
正在等候处分。
And waiting to be punished.
整村的人都走晒出来去围观。
The whole village went out to watch.
村长守住压住条皮鞭。
The chief held the whip in his hand.
他除去自己的上衫。
And he took off his shirt.
行去他的仔被绑的地方。
And walked to his son.
但是村长没有亲自打他的仔。
But he didn't hit him himself.
他将皮鞭交了给他见识，给他年轻的副村长。
He gave the whip to the young and stronger vice chief of the village.
他还吩咐这个副村长。
And told him.
他用力地打这100下。
Whip him hard.
除了不可以手下留情放软手脚之外，还告诉他知打了这100下就要继续打下去。
Show no mercy. Once you start it, you cannot stop until it's done.
不理对方讲啲乜嘢同埋发生乜嘢嘅事情。
It doesn't matter what he says. Doesn't matter what happens.
直接打完呢100下为止。
Until this 100 whip lashes is done.
还叫副处长一定要发誓跟从。
And made the vice chief swear to follow.
当大家以为个村长会行开，唔会睇个仔被打嘅时候。
Everyone thought the chief would walk away and not watch his son being whipped.
个村长反而向前行，企喺佢个仔嘅隔篱。
Turns out he stood beside his son.
然后用眼神嚟到同嗰个副村长示意，叫佢开始用皮鞭打落去。
And then signaled to the vice chief to start whipping.
当副村长提起嘅皮鞭打第一下落呢个嘅贼仔嘅时候
，So when the vice chief started the first whip.
说时迟，那时快。
So in a matter of a moment,
村长就一个箭步向前。
So the chief came forward,
紧紧从后抱住他的仔。
And held his son from behind.
副村长想收一条皮鞭都收唔切。
The vice chief couldn't take back the whip in time.
皮鞭就咁打中个村长。
So it hit the chief of the village.
副村长唔敢继续打落去。
The vice chief didn't dare to keep going.
但是村长叫他继续。
But the chief said, keep going.
还提醒他，你已经立誓为基。
Reminded him, you swore to do this.
副村长只好硬着头皮继续打下去。
So he could only continue.
一边又一边打下个村长，那个村长刀。
So whip after whip, he kept beating the chief of the village.
直至完成这100鞭为止。
Until the 100 whip lashes is finished.
大家在这里应该明白。
So we should all understand.
因为村长爱惜他的儿子。
It is because the chief loved his son.
他愿意代替儿子受这100下的鞭伤。
He is willing to take this punishment for his son.
这个刑罚必须要执行。
It has to be done.
因为不执行的话。
Because if not.
就是对罪的妥协。
It's a compromise to sin and crime.
将会无晒公义。
There will be no more justice.
公义亦都冇办法能够彰显。
Justice will not be shown.
村长佢选择用爱。
But the chief decided to love.
嚟承受罪恶嘅刑罚。
To bear the punishment of sin.
各位亲爱嘅弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
呢个就系我哋嘅主耶稣基督为我所做嘅。
This is what our Lord Jesus has done for us.
2000年前
，and 2000 years ago，
他就是被这样钉上十字架。
That was how he was nailed to the cross.
他代替了你的罪被鞭伤。
He took he was whipped for our sake.
代替我们的过犯被逼迫。
He was persecuted for our trespasses.
甚至替我们这班抵死有余的人来到死在一个代表最卑贱的十字架的刑具上高。
He died for us who deserved to die, and he died on the cross, which is a despicable symbol.
因为我们没有能力来到自救。
And because we don't have the power to save ourselves.
他为我们的罪付清这个代价。
He paid the price for our sin.
救赎了我们。
And saved us.
利未村长他承受了鞭打。
This village chief took the whip.
使到他的仔能够延续生命。
So that his son could live.
同样地。
In the same way.
主耶稣基督的代赎。
Our Lord Jesus Christ, his vicarious redemption.
使到我们能够承受永生。
Let us have eternal life.
因为他为我们的罪受伤受死。
Because he was injured and died, he died for our sins.
被埋葬之后第三日复活。
And he was resurrected to life in, on the third day after his burial.
在今天早上这个主日里。
In this Sunday morning.
是纪念主耶稣基督复活的大日子。
We remember the resurrection of our Lord.
我们可以很自由来一起参加敬拜。
We can freely worship together.
享受敬拜那个福乐。
To enjoy the great blessing it gives.
我们可以自由相通和有团契。
We can freely have communion and fellowship.
这个就是从上帝而来的恩典。
This is grace from, the, from God.
是一个无价的恩典。
This is priceless grace gift.
这贵重而无价的恩典。
This priceless gift.
从来都不会出现大出血大减价。
Would never show up in big sale or discounts.
也都没有账单回扣这回事。
There's no rebate.
亦都永远都唔会有机会买一送一。
There's no buy one get one free。
或者有第二件半价嘅优惠。
There's no buy the second one get it half price。
因为呢个天父上帝。
Because this is our Father God。
用佢亲生儿子买赎嘅无价救恩。
Who paid for the price of this gift with his son？
呢个无价嘅恩典系人类终极嘅希望。
This is the ultimate hope of humanity。
根据路加福音九章十二到十七节的记载
，According to the Gospel of Luke, chapter 9, verses 12 to 17,
5,000人听到主耶稣基督讲道，听到入晒神。
There were 5,000 people listening to Jesus.
听到日落西山。
They were listening to his preaching until sunset.
十二个门徒当中冇一个记得去预备饭食。
All the 12 disciples, none of them remembered to go and prepare food.
主耶稣不忍心看到这班人
Jesus didn't want to see them
只是灵里面得到饱足
Didn't want to see them only be fed in spirit
不想他们空肚所以给他真真正正的粮食他们
So he gave them real food
主耶稣只是用五块饼两条鱼
So he gave them five loaves and two fish
就喂饱了五千人
And fed 5,000 people
吃完还可以打包
And there's takeaway too
Leftover 足足有十二篮咁多。
12 baskets of leftovers。
行完咗呢个神迹之后
，After this great miracle，
主耶稣跟住去咗祈祷。
The Lord Jesus went to pray。
留意三本弗洛福音书都有同样嘅记载。
Notice that the three synoptic gospels all have this recorded。
当主耶稣施行咗呢个五饼二鱼嘅神迹之后
，After the miracle of the five loaves and two fish，
都系上山祈祷。
Jesus went up to the mountain to pray.
唯独约翰福音
except the Gospel of John.
约翰福音没有记载耶稣上山祈祷。
There's no record of Jesus going up to pray.
但在约翰福音里面记载那五千人当中
But in the Gospel of John, among the 5,000,
他们认为主耶稣能够行神迹。
They think that Jesus could perform miracles.
他只是证明他是先知。
Only to prove that he is a prophet.
即是他们没有人因为神迹的出现而相信主耶稣是尼赛亚。
That means no one, because no one believed Jesus is the Messiah because of the miracle.
主耶稣只是众多先知之一。
He was only one of the many prophets.
因为这样。
Because of that.
主耶稣祈祷。
The Lord prayed.
因为人完全不明白究竟他是哪一个。
Because no one understood They totally didn't understand who he was.
因为咁，主耶稣祈祷。
That's why he prayed.
求神原谅呢班以为主耶稣只系众先知嘅呢一班人。
For God to forgive these who thought Jesus was only one of the prophets.
同埋希望天父上帝能够软化呢啲咁硬心嘅犹太人。
And that God may soften their hearts, these hard-hearted Jews.
而经文跟住有咁嘅记载。
And the passage also says,
彼得是可以讲出主耶稣是哪一个。
Peter can say who Jesus really was.
他能够讲出他的真正身份。彼得说主耶稣是神所立的基督。
Peter said, Jesus is the Christ of God.
彼得咁样讲。
Peter said this.
佢系咪真系明白主耶稣系边一个咧？
Is it really because he understood who Jesus really was?
当我哋一阵间睇完整段经文嘅时间，就能够明白究竟彼得明唔明
？So, in a moment, we will all see whether Peter really understands or not.
究竟系顺口开河啊，定系实话实说？
Is he just saying it or does he really know?
刚才主席已经读咗嗰段经文。
So the passage was read.
就系我哋今日最重点要睇嘅经文。
It is the passage that we are looking at.
在座嘅绝大部分都系基督徒。
Most of us are Christians.
相信大家都明白大概嘅意思。
I believe we all understand what it means.
因为我哋心里边一早就有晒呢个基督信仰喺里边。
Because we have the Christian faith in us.
所以一听一睇一读就会明白。
So as we read this, we understand.
但系
，But
如果大家跳出呢个框框嚟睇嘅时候
，You step outside of this frame of reference.
假如我哋只一班嘅犹太人
，You're just a group of Jews.
完全冇受苦的救世主嗰个嘅概念
，If you have no concept of a suffering Messiah,
即系大约等于一班冇睇过圣经。
Just like a group of people who has never read the Bible,
冇听过基督教福音嘅人嚟讲
，who has never heard the gospel.
如果单单睇呢段嘅经文
，if you just look at this passage,
系一个会受苦受死嘅救世主嘅预言
，a prophecy on a Messiah who is going to suffer and die.
大家一定会睇到一头雾水
，you must be confused.
救世主点会受苦噶
？How would the Savior of the world suffer?
所以啲猶太人唔明白，一啲都唔出奇。
That's why the Jews. It's not surprising that they didn't understand at all.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters，
让我一齐睇下呢段嘅经文。
Let's look at this passage together.
藉住经文呢边嘅提醒
，to be reminded by this passage，
让带俾我哋亮光
，to give us insight，
教我哋点样去跟随主耶稣基督
，teach us how to follow Jesus Christ，
点样去活在当下，活出复活嘅。主这个的新生命
How to live at the present to live out this new life of resurrection.
路加福音九章二十二节经文话
In the Gospel of Luke, chapter 9, verse 22,
请静读英文
And he said, The Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the teachers of the law, and he must be killed and on the third day be raised to life.
主耶稣有这样的预言
Jesus gave this prophecy.
他将会被钉上十字架。
He will be put to the cross.
被当权者鞭伤凌辱。
He will be injured and insulted by the authorities.
当时间一到
When the time comes,
主耶稣就会将他自己的灵魂交托给天父。
He will give his soul to his heavenly Father.
他甘心乐意地将自己的生命来交上。
He voluntarily gave his life.
安然死在代表羞辱的十字架之上
To die on the cross that symbolizes humiliation
然后被埋葬
To be buried
第三日复活
And to be raised to life in the third day
结果这个预言很快就应验了
This prophecy came true
不单止当时有很多的目击证人
Not only were there many witnesses
还记载在我们所相信的圣经里面
And it was also recorded in the Bible, which we believe.
每一年我哋呢个时间都会嚟到纪念发生当年嘅事。
Every year, this time we remember this.
主耶稣喺十字架上为我哋罪受伤受死。
Jesus was injured and died for us on the cross.
被埋葬第三日复活。
He was buried and he came back to life on the third day.
跟住第二十三节经文咁样话。
On verse 23, the Bible says.Then he said to them all, Whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross daily and follow me.
原来当我们要跟从主耶稣的时候
Turns out, as we follow Jesus,
活在当下首要的任务
The first task for us to do
就是舍己
is to deny ourselves.
天天背起自己十字架跟随神
And take up our cross daily and follow him.
还是现在当下
And it's right now.
就要在这个时间就要舍己就要背起十架
It's right here right now. We give ourselves and take up our cross.
我们必须要相信
We need to believe.
我哋嘅信仰係永恆嘅。
Our faith is eternal.
係現在式嘅信仰。
It's forever at the present.
因為主耶穌所賜俾我哋嘅永生。
Because of the eternal life given to us by Jesus.
係當下嘅永生。
It's the eternal life that happens now.
唔係人死咗之後至有嘅永生。
It doesn't just happen after we die.
所以今日而家。
So at this moment,
就要背起十字架。
That we must deny ourselves and take up our crosses.
換言之,
so,
永生就是當下之中。
Eternal life is right at the present.
因為主耶穌就是昨日、今日、明日、直到永遠我們的主。
Because Jesus is our Lord yesterday, today, and tomorrow, and forever.
是我們的彌賽亞。
Our Messiah,
是我们的基督，是我们的救世主。
Our Christ, our Savior.
人对生命的感受不能够离开这三个的时间观念。
We cannot feel or understand life apart from these time concepts.
过去、现在和未来。
Past, present, and the future.
可惜的是。
But unfortunately,
这种时间观念人最不懂得的就是活在当下。
Among these time concepts,The least we understand is to live in the present.
人往往要对过去有太多残旧的观念。
We seem to have too many thoughts and concepts about the past.
这些很可能我们常常讲的想当年。
We would think about the old days.
这只是懂得怀缅过去那种的想法。
We only think about the past.
叫人只是活在过去。
It makes us live in the past.
而不能够活在当下。
Not at the present.
其实我们不能够改变过去。
Actually, we cannot change the past.
所以不能够成日感慨过去，感叹过去。
So we cannot keep sighing about the past.
终日活在过去的记忆的里面。
Cannot forever living in our memories.
甚至因为过分缅怀过去的丰功伟绩。
Or even to miss the great things that happened in the past.
而对今天的境况愤愤不平。
So that we are upset about at the present.
变得愤世疾俗。
And we're angry.
活在苦毒当中。
And we live with bitterness.
这类的基督徒的信仰变得严重的倾斜。
Such Christians, their faith is being distorted.
正如刚才我们看的五饼二鱼这个神迹一样。
Just like the miracle of the five loaves and two fishes.
如果我们只是缅怀这些过去的神迹。
If we only remember the past.
是改变不了人的生命。
Cannot change our lives.
何况这个只是叫人饱肚的神迹。
It's only a miracle that fills the stomach.
当人一肚饿。
When we are hungry again.
想起这个神迹的时间。
We think about this miracle.
只是会奇怪。
We just feel weird.
为什么这个神迹今天再没有出现呢？
Why it doesn't happen anymore?
但是。
But.
我们有时又活在未来的梦境的里面。
We also live in the dream of the future.
不过这些很可能只是噩梦来的。
It might be a nightmare though.
例如。
Like,
有些人明明现在很健壮的。
We might be very strong and healthy.
但日日就活在想象的未来的里面。
But we live in our imagined future.
他们担心当年老的时候很多病痛。
We are worried that we may get sick when we are old.
或者到时失去了工作能力，担心经济有问题。
Or we will lose the ability to work and worry about the finance.
未雨绸缪绝对是正确的。
It's correct to think ahead about the future.
不过过分恐慌
But to be fearful,
就于事无补
It doesn't help anything.
极端的是
And in extreme cases,
我们憧憬将来
We look forward to the future.
计划未来
We plan it.
我们活在将来的计划里面
We live in our plan for the future.
但因为有时候太过自我
Because we are so self-centered.
梦想和现实不能够符合
Our dreams and our reality doesn't match.
这样也都是未必好的。
Might not be a good thing.
就好像彼得咁。
Just like Peter.
他刚刚只说耶稣是基督。
He just said that Jesus is Christ.
然后听完主耶稣的吩咐说要他们活在当下舍己背十架。
And then they listened to Jesus commanding them to live at the present, to deny themselves and bear the cross.
八日后。
Eight days later,
主耶稣再带彼得和其他门徒上山祷告。
Jesus took Peter and the other disciples up the mountain to pray.
主耶稣变像，他被荣光环绕。
Jesus transfigured and was surrounded by glory.
又有摩西，又有以利亚嘅出现。
There's Moses and Elijah.
呢个好明显系预表主耶稣基督再嚟嘅景象。
It is a vision of Jesus Christ coming back.
神国降临荣耀嘅彰显嘅景象。
It's a vision of the kingdom of God coming in glory.
可惜彼得佢唔明白。
Unfortunately, Peter didn't understand.
佢只系想主耶稣、摩西同以利亚搭三个嘅帐篷。
He only wanted to make three tents for Jesus, Moses, and Elijah.
他们以为，彼得以为他们做童子军。
Peter thought they're Boy Scouts.
在山顶露营 camping.
They're going on a wild camp.
这个不是主耶稣基督想过的日子。
But this is not the kind of life that Jesus wants to live.
在这里给我们看到彼得在这个时间。
We can see that at this moment for Peter.
他的属灵生命仍然非常幼嫩。
His spiritual life is still very immature.
经不起考验。
And he cannot stand up to the test.
俾我哋知道，原来佢根本唔明白早几日嘅时间。
We know that a few days ago,
佢曾经讲过主耶稣系神所立嘅基督嗰个意思。
He didn't really understand what was meant by Jesus being the Christ of God.
喺呢个时间
，at this moment,
彼得只有头脑上嘅认识。
Peter only understood intellectually.
冇真正用个心嚟到去了解呢个基督。
He didn't really understand it with his heart.
他甚至没用耳朵来听清楚主耶稣跟他们讲的说话。
He didn't hear Jesus very well.
主耶稣说，
Jesus said,
他是受苦的尼赛亚。
He is the suffering Messiah.
要跟随他，
to follow him,
就要活在当下，要舍己，要背起十架。
He needs to live in the present to deny himself and take up the cross.
怎么知舍己？
What does it mean to deny
himself?
What does it mean to bear the cross?
大家知道十字架是刑具。
We know the cross is a means of execution.
被钉上十字架的时候。
To be nailed on the cross.
无论是人定是主耶稣都必死无疑。
It doesn't matter if it's a man or a Jesus Christ, he would die.
不同的地方是。
What makes it different is.
主耶稣死后第三日复活。
On the third day, Jesus came back to life.
留下这个空坟墓。
What's left is an empty tomb.
而我们就不能够。
But we cannot.
那为什么我们仍要背起十字架呢？
So why do we still need to take up the cross?
主耶稣还要背，讲明要背起我们门徒这些的自己的十字架。
Jesus make it clear that it's our own cross.
而不是背起主耶稣去完备救恩那个的十字架。
It's not the cross that Jesus took up for fulfilling the salvation.
还要舍己。
And to deny ourselves.
所谓何事？
What is it for?
是因为。
That's because.
我们要跟随主耶稣。
We need to follow Jesus.
所以要舍己。
So we need to deny
ourselves. 背起自己的十字架。
Take up a cross.
舍己是不再以自己为了生命和行事为中心。
It means we no longer see ourselves as the center of our life and what we do.
即是要拆毁自己。
We need to take ourselves down.
舍弃自己。
We need to give ourselves away.
否定自己。
Have to deny ourselves.
眼中甚至忘记了自己，没了自己。
And do not see ourselves anymore.
只可以背起自己的十字架。
We can only take up a cross.
背这个必然会令至人死亡的十字架。
Take up a cross that leads to death.
现在的年轻人很喜欢玩自拍。
Today, young people like to take selfies.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为科技发达。
Because the advances in technology.
我们很容易用手机。
It's very easy to use your handphones.
用平板电脑的相机来玩自拍。
Or your tablet's camera to take a photo of yourself.
还有最重要的一件事是。
And most importantly.
拍完之后可以送给人，马上传送给人。
You can share it with others right away.
但是因为这样做。
But because of that.
我们人内心的骄傲的私欲。
The proud desires in our hearts
就会引发起
will come up
加重来到欣赏表达自己
and we all the more we appreciate ourselves
希望能够自我感觉良好
we make ourselves feel good
太注重外表
we focus too much on our appearance
好容易将自己偶像化
we turn ourselves into idols
自我膨胀
to be boastful
甚至有自恋这个的极端倾向
to even be narcissistic
有时候
sometimes
当我们将自己放得越大
When we magnify ourselves too much,
越以為自己重要,
we think of ourselves as so important,
越想得到其他人的認同,
and all the more we want approvals from others.
例如在 Facebook 上想越多 like 越 happy,
want to have more likes on Facebook.
結果,
turns out,
我們很容易迷失自己,
we will lose ourselves.
連自己是誰有時都不記得,
we don't even know who we are.
連自我價值都忘記了,
lose our own value.
自戀的背後很可能是自卑。
To be narcissistic, it might be because we have low self-esteem.
大家要知道,
we need to know,
作為基督徒的生命,
as Christians, our lives,
並不是建立在這些外在的因素上,
our lives are not built upon these external things,
這些外在的因素,
these external factors,
自拍、自戀、自我感覺良好,
taking selfies and being feeling good about ourselves,
自卑、自大、自殘。
To have low self-esteem or a big ego or even hurting ourselves.
都不能够叫人得生命。
It doesn't give us life.
物质上的舍弃。
To give up material things.
亦都不能够叫人得生命。
Can neither give us life.
舍己并不是将自己的物质捐献出来。
To deny ourselves is not to give all material things we have.
以为这样就等于舍己。
It doesn't equate denying ourselves.
将自己的钱财甚至生命捐献出来。
To give away our money or even our lives.
没错，可以帮到的人。
It could be helpful for many people.
不过如果有目的的奉献。
But then giving for our own agenda.
有目的的付出。
To have our private purpose for giving.
这些就不是真正的舍己。
Is not a real self-sacrifice.
除非这个舍己背后，除非这个的奉献背后有神，有爱。
Unless there is God's love behind this giving.
否则都是枉然。
Or else it's all in vain.
譬如大家所熟悉的哥林多前书十三章四节跟着讲的爱篇这些经文里面。
Just as the passage of love in 1 Corinthians chapter 13.
我们要看的是上一节第三节。
We need to see verse 3 before the passage.
经文这样说,
the passage says, If I give all I possess to the poor and give over my body to hardship that I may boast, but do not have love, I gain nothing.
初初看,
at first glance,
我们会觉得这个人很伟大啊。
We may think this person is so great.
他不单止将所有物质舍弃,
He didn't just give up everything.
还要来救济穷人。
To help the poor.
最后连条命都没卖。
But even to give his life away.
他甘愿被火烧死。
He is willing to be burned to death.
连条命都牺牲卖。
To give up his life.
应该是非常伟大的了。
Should be a great person.
不过。
But.
保罗在这里讲。
Paul says.
如果没有爱。
If there's no love.
如果这种爱不是出于神。
If this love doesn't come from God.
不是为了神。
If it's not for God,
牺牲如果不是从神的生命来的话,
if sacrifice doesn't come from God,
而是凭着自己,
if it's only from ourselves,
或者只是有一个某一个目的的,
if it's only for our own purposes,
为了出名,
to be famous,
为了名誉地位,
for a reputation or social status,
因为出于骄傲,
because of pride,
因为出于好胜,
Because we want to win.
这种的舍去,
this one,
在神面前是毫无价值的。
The sacrifice is meaningless in front of God.
甚至对牺牲自己条命人来讲,
even if you give up your life,
都没有任何的益处。
It would be no good to you.
可以为白白牺牲。
It's giving up your life for nothing.
因为没有放上帝在自己生命的里面。
It's because God is not in your life.
施洗约翰
John the Baptist
亦都有一种没有自己只有基督的生命
also has life without himself but only Christ
在马太福音三章四节这样说
in the Gospel of Matthew chapter 3
施洗约翰的生活是怎样的
how does John live his life
请读经文
John's clothes were made of camel's hair and he had a leather belt around his waist his food was locusts and wild honey
这个是非常简朴的生活。
This is a very simple life.
但是施洗约翰甘心。
But he's willing.
在约翰的心里面。
In his heart.
完全没有了自己。
there's himself is not there.
只有上帝。
There's only God.
当佢爸爸撒加利亚当年喺圣殿里边领受异象嘅时候。
When his dad Zechariah received the vision from God in temple,
就已经命定咗施洗约翰一生要过简朴嘅生活。
It has been destined that John the Baptist will live a simple life.
施洗约翰一生要过舍己嘅生活。
He will live a life of denying himself and self-sacrifice.
我再睇翻主耶稣基督佢自己。
And we look back to the life of Jesus.
主耶稣。根据保罗在腓立比书二章五到十一节的记载
，According to Paul in Philippians chapter 2:5-11，
里面有很深刻描写到主耶稣有啲咩嘅位份，有咩嘅身份。
There's a profound description of his status and identity。
不过我哋一般人都中意喜欢睇到主耶稣基督系一个大有能力嘅救世主。
But on average, we like to see Jesus as a powerful savior.
所以在下一段经文呢，下半段经文呢，大家就非常之熟悉的。
So the second half of this passage, we are very familiar.
腓立比书二章九到十一节咁样话。
Philippians chapter 2:9-11 says, Therefore God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name.That at the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father.
但是大家有没有留意?
But did you notice?
主耶稣还有另外一个身份。
Jesus has another identity.
是这段经文之前的。
It was before this passage.
更加重要的。
More importantly,
就是腓立比书二章五到八节。
Philippians chapter 2:5-8.
请读。
In your relationships with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus, who being in very nature of God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross.
所以,
Therefore,
舍己就是没了自己的意思。
To deny ourselves to have no more of ourselves.
既然没了自己,
as we're gone,
只有主,
we will only have the
Lord. 即是完全顺服主的意思。
That means to obey our Lord totally.
当日主耶稣就是这样放低自己。
That's how Jesus gave up himself.
然后顺服我们天父上帝。
And submitted to our Father God.
今生去行这条十字架的苦路。
And be willing to take upon the path towards the cross.
我哋亦都要一样，好似主耶稣咁放低自己。
We also need to put down ourselves like Jesus.
我哋要放手 ，let go.
We have to let go.
放手就系唔系乜嘢都喺度化晒咁解。
Which means we would just not be nothing matters to us.
唔系咩都冇所谓，做咩都咁 hea.
It's not that we don't care about anything.
做咩都得过且过。
We would just do the minimal.
舍己。
To deny ourselves,
放低自己,
to put ourselves down,
我们真的不再执着,
means we don't hold on to things,
不再将自己摆在中心点,
we don't put ourselves in center,
事事以其他人行先,
we let others be first,
以其他人的利益为依归,
to have other people's interests as what is important,
藉着圣灵的帮助,
through the help of the Holy Spirit,
让我们懂得舍己。
Help us to deny ourselves.
懂得放手,
to let go.
懂得放低自己,
to put ourselves down.
从保罗的教训,
through Paul's teaching.
我们看到同一样的事情,
we can see the same thing.
在哥林多前书二章十五节这样说,
in 1 Corinthians chapter 2:15,
请读,
the person with the spirit makes judgments about all things, but such a person is not subject to merely human judgments.
即是说,
That means,
我们不单只要放下 let go,
we don't just need to let go,
我们还要 let God,
we also need to let God,
交给神,
to give it over to God.
所以放下给神的意思是说,
so let go and let God means,
将一切的人同释放在我们主耶稣基督的复活的当中,
we put everything in the resurrection of Jesus Christ,
因为主耶稣基督的复活带来给我们有复活的盼望,
becauseThe resurrection of Lord Jesus gave us the hope of resurrection.
Because
we have because of this hope,
就会明白我们俗世上一切事情都是短暂的。
We understand that everything we have in our lives is for a short time only.
但不是代表我们在世上无意思。
Does it mean that there's no meaning in life?
原来更加重要的是
more importantly,
在人世间我们免不了受到种种不公义的对待。
We cannot avoid injustice in life.
即使在教会里面
even in the church,
或者我们社会我们家庭上
or in the society or in our family.
在我们的事业上等等不同的层面里面我们都有一些不公义的际遇。
Or in our careers, we face injustice.
只是
But,
我们必须确认
we need to be sure,
上帝都会继续会追问
and God will keep asking us,
将来我们会有公义公平的审判
in the future there will be judgment,
所以
so,
我们必须要好好地活在当下
we need to live at the present,
我们要好好重视这个时间
we need to value the time we have right now,
我们要肯定主耶稣基督的复活是我们影响我们现在的生活同我哋而家嘅生活系息息相关。
We need to know that the resurrection of Jesus Christ is very relevant to our lives.
我哋能够真正感受到复活嘅盼望。
We can truly feel the hope of the resurrection.
就要活在当下。
We need to live in the present.
因为咁，当我哋一日走上去，走到去生命之主面前嘅时候
，Because of that, one day when we walk to before our Lord, the Lord of our lives,
就不会感觉到我们当日的生活在地上的生活有任何的遗憾。
We will not regret what the kind of life we lived.
当我们背起自己的十架
as we take up a cross,
舍己去跟随主耶稣的时候
and deny ourselves to follow Christ,
无可否认我们会感觉到痛苦。
We might feel the pain.
同所有熟世的人他们经常享受安逸的生活的那个想法可以是说完全背道而驰。
It could be exactly opposite to the worldly people who live a life for enjoyment and comfort.
主耶稣给我们有好好的安慰。
Jesus Christ gave it a very comforting thought.
在24节主耶稣这样说。
In verse 24 he says,
请读。
For whoever wants to save their life will lose it, but whoever loses their life for me will save it.
我们在今天的熟世的日子里面
as we live in our earthly days,
如果单单追求安逸享乐
if we only go after enjoyment and comfort,
只是让我们肉体得到满足
we satisfy our bodies,
在主再来的时间
but when Jesus comes back,
将会永远痛苦
we will suffer forever.
因为会落入永远的火湖里面
because we'll be put to the lake of fire
落入永远的灭亡
to perish forever
丧失在本来人有永远的生命
to lose the eternal life that we should have
以为救命其实就结果无命
we thought we were saving our lives but we lose it
相反
on the other hand
我们今生为主的缘故
if we live for Our Lord,
舍己背十架
we deny ourselves and take up a cross,
为主受伤受苦
to suffer and be hurt for the Lord,
我们会在主再来的时间得到永远的满足
we will be satisfied when Jesus comes back,
我们有永远的生命
we have eternal life,
因为我们为主而舍弃的
because what we surrender, what we gave up for the Lord,
反而得到属天的永远生命
will in exchange give usEternal life.
路加福音跟住廿五节
The Gospel of Luke, chapter 9, verse 25 says, What good is it for someone to gain the whole world and yet lose or forfeit their very self?
呢条问题有冇答案嘅咧
Is there an answer to this question?
赚晒全世界啦
You can earn the whole world.
但你输咗自己条命
But you lose your life.
有冇好处咧
What good is it?
原来喺马太福音八章三十七节都咁话。
In Matthew chapter 8, verse
37. 人还能拿什么换生命呢?
What can we use to for exchange of life?
我们有没有必要答这个问题?
Do we need to answer this question?
大家答案都知道。
We all know.
舍己就是要放下世界。
To deny ourselves is to put down the world.
世界同呢度所讲嘅生命系会打对台。
The world is opposite to life here.
贪爱世界
，loving the world
就会丧掉属灵嘅生命
，loses your life.
我哋唔应该爱世界
，we should not love the world.
我哋将我哋宝贵嘅生命受主所用
，we should use our let God use our precious life.
呢个只系我哋嘅真生命
，this is true life.
不过
，but
被主所用嘅生命
，a life to be used by the Lord.
真系受苦受伤嘅生命
，It is a suffering life。
呢个受苦受伤嘅生命
，such a suffering life，
但系带嚟基督荣耀被彰显嘅机会
，would bring an opportunity for Christ to be glorified。
所以廿六节咁样话
，So in verse 26 it says， Whoever is ashamed of me and my words， the Son of Man will be ashamed of them when he comes in his glory。And in the glory of the Father and of the holy angels.
唯有认识我哋基督
We only through knowing Christ.
舍己背上十字架嘅道路
Denying ourselves and going on the path.
只能够叫主耶稣基督得到圆满嘅彰显
Shall we be able to fully display Jesus Christ?
呢啲先系真正嘅荣耀
This is true glory.
十字架道路虽然系苦。
The path to the cross is bitter.
但系背后却系有主嘅荣耀。
But there is the glory of the Lord in it.
凡系同主同走十字架道路嘅人
，For all who walk the same path of the cross，
佢哋所得嘅喜乐同埋奖赏
，The joy and their reward，
远远超过当年佢哋所受嘅苦难同埋所付出嘅代价。
Far exceeds the price and the suffering they pay.
所以人喺世上嘅日子
，so as we live on earth，
已经能够经历神国降临嗰个嘅异象。
So some of us will have already experienced the vision that God's kingdom come.
呢个经文讲嘅。
This is what the passage says.
廿七节讲嘅。
In verse 27, truly I tell you。Some who are standing here will not taste death before they see the kingdom of God.
得胜嘅信徒
believers who overcome.
虽然喺来世只能够丰丰富富嘅体验到神国嘅荣耀
，even though we can only experience the fullness of the kingdom of God in the future.
但喺今生今世呢个时间
，but in our lives here，
只要活在当下
，as we live in the present。
舍己背起十架
，deny ourselves and take up the cross，
就能够预先尝到呢个荣耀嘅滋味。
We can have a foretaste of what it is the glory of God。
我哋有好多嘅负担
，we have many burdens，
摆喺我哋嘅膊头嗰度
，we have many burdens on our shoulders，
以致我哋唔能够背起呢个十字架嚟到跟随主
，so that we cannot take up a cross to follow Christ。
我哋必须要先将呢个重担放低落嚟先。
We need to put down our burdens.
然后可以背起自己十字架嚟到跟随我哋主耶稣基督。
And then we can go and take up our cross and follow Jesus Christ the Lord.
我唔知道。
I don't know.
当在座嘅弟兄姊妹要背起自己嘅十字架嘅时候
，When brothers and sisters, when you take up your own cross,
你哋要放低啲乜嘢
？What you need to put down.
但我哋各有唔同嘅重担，我哋要放低。
We all have different burdens to put down.
但系。
But,
作为教会嘅领袖
，as church leaders，
包括咗教牧同工、行政同工
，pastors and administrative staff，
教会嘅执事
，and deacons，
我哋愿意以身作则
，you want to set an example，
我哋愿意带头放低阻碍我哋背负十字架嗰啲嘅障碍物
，you want to take a lead to put down what stops us from taking up our cross，
我哋有啲咩 let go 咧
？What do we need to let go？
喺上个星期。
Last week，
我同一班嘅同工同埋执事
，pastors and deacons，
我哋用一个不记名嘅方式
，we use we didn't record our names，
我哋将我哋要卸落嚟嘅障碍物写出嚟
，wrote down everything that becomes an obstacle for us。
请大家唔单止喺祷告里边纪念我哋嘅摆上
，please don't just pray what we put up。
我哋好想利用一个抛砖引玉嘅办法。
We also want to use it to set an example.
叫众弟兄姊妹可以一齐效法。
So that you can all follow.
我哋呢班嘅教会领袖。
Our church, we church leaders.
我哋将障碍自己嘅背起十字架跟随主嘅障碍物拎走。
We want to take away all these barriers to the cross.
我哋咁样至能够真正踏上舍己放低自己嘅第一步。
Only through this can we truly deny ourselves and put down ourselves as the first step.
只有咁，我哋只系真真正正嚟到跟随主。
Only this can we truly follow the Lord.
喺大家睇到嘅 slide PowerPoint 嘅嗰度。
As you can see in the PowerPoint slide.
呢啲就教牧同工、行政同工要放低嘅重担。
These are the pastoral team and the administrative staff. What we need to let go.
只有放低呢个重担。
Only through putting down these burdens.
只可以背起十字架跟随主。
Can we take up the cross?
我哋唔想有唔健康嘅生活习惯。
We don't want to have unhealthy habits.
我哋要将我哋嘅忙碌嘅生活调整过嚟。
We want to change our busy life.
我哋都唔系好想运动。
We're lazy to exercise.
我哋有阵时忽略咗家庭嘅需要。
We overlook the needs of our family.
我哋因为咁，甚至我哋唔理我哋嘅身体，以致我哋身体容易有毛病。
Which leads to maybe a sickness in the bodies as well.
我哋作息嘅时间唔好正常。
We don't have normal schedules.
我哋害怕闲言闲语，而有啲嘢都唔敢做。
We don't dare to do certain things because we fear gossip.
呢啲系教牧同工、行政同工嘅要摆低嘅重担。
This is the burden for pastoral team and the administrative staff to put down.
呢啲教会执事要放低嘅重担。
This is from our deacon.
迟睡嘅习惯。
To go to bed too late.
但追求安逸同埋熟悉嘅生活。
To go after a comfortable life.
我哋有太骄傲嘅谂法。
To be proud.
我哋会又一样同教牧同工唔系好肯去做运动。
Don't want to exercise.
我哋又唔系好健康嘅饮食习惯。
We have unhealthy eating habits.
我哋好多时喺我哋嘅侍奉嘅里边嚟讲，我哋有阵时太坚持己见，唔肯接受其他人嘅批评。
We insist our own opinions and don't accept criticism.
我哋可能对人有一个嘅偏见。
We find fault on other people.
呢啲就系我哋嘅教会执事，我哋喺不记名嘅状况之下嚟到去写出嚟嘅。
This is what our deacons need wrote down that they need to let go of.
再一次讲。
Say it again.
我哋只系抛砖引玉。
We are only serving as an example.
我哋唔知道在座嘅弟兄姊妹有啲乜嘢需要放下。
We don't know what you need to let go of.
希望如果真系有啲嘢你放唔下、放唔低，以到唔能够因为咁唔能够做到舍己，唔能够天天背起十架嘅话。
If there is something that stops you from denying yourself and take up your cross,
希望大家祷告里边将呢啲嘢放低。
I hope that you can pray and put these down.
我哋低头祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的，我哋感谢你，让你今天早上喺。复活节嘅主日崇拜嘅里边，我哋能够真系喺神你嘅话语里边，我哋能够明白点样去舍己，点样去背起十架。我求天父上帝，你亲自嘅带领我哋每一个人，以至到每一个人能够去经历你，知道点样做先合乎神你自己嘅心意。我哋有一啲嘅前累，以至到我哋唔知道应该点做，先将呢个前累去攞开。我哋求天父上帝，你亲自嘅带领我哋。让我们知道清楚明白，让我们在今天早上这个复活节的主日的里面，我们能够紧紧找着你，以至到你在当中真真正正成为我们的主，我们放低自己，我们舍己，我们背起你的十字架，愿荣耀颂赞归到给你。以上被人全祷告，奉我主耶稣基督得胜的名字祈求，阿门。